"Oh, no, you don't, Sancho Panza," said the barber. "If you don't tell us where he is, we'll have no choice but to conclude that you've robbed and slain him. After all, you're riding his horse." "You have no right to threaten me like that," said Sancho Panza. "Let each man die according to his fate, or by the will of God who made him. If you really want to know, my master's up on that mountain over there, having the time of his life doing a penance." And out poured the story of all the adventures that had befallen him and Don Quixote, and the letter he was carrying to Lady Dulcinea del Toboso, who was the daughter of Lorenzo Corchuelo, with whom Don Quixote was head over heels in love. The priest and the barber were amazed, even though they already knew that Don Quixote had lost his mind. They asked to see the letter, and Sancho Panza told them it was written in a little notebook, and that Don Quixote had asked that a proper copy be drawn up at the first opportunity. The priest offered to transcribe it himself in his best hand, but when Sancho felt inside his vest, there was nothing there.